the horseman. This dearth of principles renders pupils unable to distinguish shortcomings from perfection. They have no other recourse but imitation. Once the words of Guernier are out, there is no excuse for copying someone next to you. The lessons of one of the great forefathers of dressage are available. This book should not just go on a library shelf for scholars. Scholars know Guernier. It should not be a museum piece. It is a practical book. Young people must read this book. They should memorize passages of the text as they do the speeches of Shakespeare when they are in school. Fight with the language. Fight with the ideas. Then, when it is their turn, they must move the dressage wheel with a sense of responsibility and humility that comes from knowing you are part of something bigger than yourself, that comes from understanding where the wheel has already been. Who moved it on high, dry ground when it was easy? Who moved it through the deepest mud when everyone else was giving up? This is what the study of the classics can teach. Tracy Boucher has given us one of the greatest equestrian classics in school of horsemanship. We must be up to accepting it. Paul Belasic, Kennick Square, Pennsylvania, 1994. Introduction. François Robichon de la Guernière's École de Cavalerie, School of Horsemanship, is unquestionably one of the world's great books on horsemanship. Since 1733, when it was first published in this form, expanded from four parts published between 1729 and 1731, it has been continually praised by professional and amateur horsemen alike, and its author singled out as one of the supreme masters of classical equitation of all times. The great popularity of the work is attested by the fact that it has gone through numerous editions down to 1825, sometimes under other titles, such as Traité d'Equitation, Element de Cavalerie, and Manuel de Cavalerie. The present edition, admirably translated from the original French by Tracy Boucher, makes the whole of this important publication readily available to the English reading public for the first time. Attention is also drawn to the unique collaboration between Guernier and Charles Paracel, illustrator of École de Cavalerie. Illustrations from both the 1733 and 1736 editions are included, as well as preparatory drawings and related paintings by this French artist, who was the greatest draftsman of horses of that age. The three parts into which École de Cavalerie is divided cover all aspects which Guernier felt were essential for a complete knowledge of the horse, for mastery of dressage, and for the proper care of the horse. He drew freely from earlier sources, but he also discarded everything which he considered irrelevant. The teaching methods which he so ably set down have been used virtually unaltered down to the present time and have served as a basis for such famous institutions as the Spanish Riding School of Vienna and the School of Cavalry at Saumur. Guernier's treatise is a remarkable exposition of philosophical and practical principles based on gentleness and intelligence in the training of the horse, as well as in achieving a natural balance between horse and rider. The roots of these principles ultimately go back to Xenophon, the famous general and statesman of classical Greece, who was the first to achieve high ideals in training the horse in a rational and humane manner. Guernier owed a great deal to his predecessors, especially to the great French horseman Antoine de Pluvinel, 1555-1620, who was himself trained in Italy, where classical dressage was first developed and systematically practiced. His methods form a direct link to the fully developed classical equitation practiced during the 18th century under Robichon de la Guerre.